Thanks for joining us as we continue our praying through the Bible today, Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 5. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven or earth, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Our passage today contains the first commandment of the Ten Commandments given to Moses by God on Mount Sinai. God begins with a clear statement, I am the Lord your God. And then the first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. God's reasoning is this, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Later in Exodus, in chapter 34, verse 14, God told Moses, for you shall worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. That's the Hebrew word Elkanah. God is a jealous God. Jealousy, tainted by man's sin, is a character flaw, right? Jealousy causes us to want things that are not ours, and it embitters us to the person that has them. In Galatians chapter 5, Paul calls jealousy an act of the flesh. However, when we talk about God being jealous, we're on a completely different playing field. Jealousy with God is not marred by sin. So think about what jealousy is. For God, it is His perfect desire for us to be His people, and for Him to be our God. He is our God, and there is no other. Our search for other gods leads to emptiness, and God wants us to be filled with Him. He passionately loves us. Moses wrote in Deuteronomy chapter 4, for the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. His desire for you, His jealousy for you is perfect, and it's always for our best, because in Him we find everything we need. So here's some talking points today as you form your prayer to God, as you talk to God. Thank God for His consuming love for you. Thank God that He would love you so much that Moses can say that God's love for you is like a consuming fire. And ask Him to show you anything in your life that stands as a barrier between you and Him. Ask Him to get rid of any other gods in your life, anything that is competing with Him, the jealous God. And then talk to God about your children or in your grandchildren. Ask God to tear down any idols in their lives so that they can follow hard after Him. So Father, we pray that today. We pray that as we communicate with You all day long, remind us to talk to You all day long. We pray that we would thank You for Your consuming love for us, so much so that You would send Jesus to die for us on a cross. And we pray, Lord, that we would get rid of anything in our life that stands between us and following hard after You. We pray the same thing for our children and our grandchildren. Tear down any idols in their lives so they can follow hard after You, we pray. And Lord, we want to keep our conversation going with You throughout the day. In Jesus' name. Amen.